True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I have to admit, Jimmy, you've stumped me.
What? The Super Mario Brothers. Well,
I know what it is. I'm trying to figure out why the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a football Friday is being started with this. Jimmy?
It's National Video Games Day.
Oh. Well, then it makes perfect sense.
I was hell in that first, the gray Nintendo Super Mario Brothers. I was hell in that game.
Today is also Chocolate Milkshake Day. Surprised we haven't heard any Khalees.
He doesn't know who she is.
Of course I do.
Yeah, her milkshake brings Jimmy to the yard.
Jimmy doesn't know who Khalees
Damn right.
is. He doesn't know Khalees.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. So you want to watch football this weekend, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park, the place to do it. Sunday for Miami and New England. They've got all the beers on tap. They've got $4 pregame Pilsner pours. They've got food specials. And don't forget, they're going to have the lobster rolls because Chef Jeff at Funky Buddha all this season is going to take the opposing team's city and turn it into a food special at Funky Buddha that Sunday. So it's lobster rolls for New England. We're going to have a Thursday night game next week. Because next week it'll be Miami and Buffalo on Thursday night. We're going to have UMUF next week. I mean, we're going to have some action. We got to get through this weekend, but next week we are going to have some action. Like,
I love football
season. Action, Jackson. But anyway, great place to watch the games this weekend is the Tap Room in Oakland Park. Saturday, they've got all the TVs on college football. Next week, 1 week from tonight, Funky Buddha will kick off Oktoberfest with brand new beers and Stein specials and Oktoberfest beer flights and food specials and more. There's a lot going on at Funky Buddha. There's a lot going on the radio station. There's a lot going on sports-wise. I mean, things are happening, man. So Funky Buddha, make sure you make your way to the Tap Room in Oakland Park at some point this weekend to watch a little football. They also have live music Fridays and Saturday nights. So tonight, a little dinner, a little drink, a little live music. It's all there at Funky Buddha. All right, let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Just not got a notification from Match.com ranking the best Mexican restaurants in the country, and I was just looking to see if Chipotle made the list, but
I don't know. No. How'd it go?
Now, they're focusing more on gourmet restaurants. Well, we'll revisit.
Oh, it sounded the way you talked about it yesterday, like it was gourmet.
There's one in the Aria in Vegas that is delicious.
Now, a Chipotle or a Mexican restaurant?
No, a Mexican restaurant. I can't. I wish I could think of the name. I'm you know, I have CTE, but yeah, it's in the Aria. I'll look it up.
I'm looking at our YouTube page. You can search 104.3 WQAM on YouTube. A lot of our videos don't get many comments. Sometimes they become cesspools for Dolphins or Hurricanes fans just to talk amongst each other. And when I say talk, I mean yell at each other. But the Chipotle segment yesterday on YouTube has just lit up the comments. Here are some of them. The fajita peppers are made exclusively of E. coli. That doesn't sound true. Pico de gallo is at least chopped tomato, onions, and peppers. Go to a real Mexican place. Come on now. Somebody says, haven't had Chipotle since 2014. Got food poisoning twice in 2012 and 2014. Food was so good, I went back. Second time I learned my lesson.
Bah. You can't handle a little E. coli then.
I would 100% agree. Chipotle is super overrated. They're not bad, but I would not say it's as good as people say. I don't get the love affair with it.
Loser.
Solana is such a douche.
Mm-hmm. Agree with that one totally.
Kevin 4606. If Moe's and Chipotle were right next door to each other, I'm going to Moe's 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
It's just not true.
I'm with Hawk.
Nobody's
I've never had Chipotle, and I don't plan on it either.
Okay.
And they say, we're going to move.
Limited pilot.
Isn't that nice to walk in? It's so friendly.
Friendly.
But it's not. It's not. Breeding. First of all, they don't even have burritos. You have to order a Joey bag of donuts. Like, no, I know what I'm getting, a burrito. Why am I ordering a bag of donuts? It doesn't make any sense.
Homewrecker. Don't get the Joey bag of donuts. Get the homewrecker.
And secondly, they used to tell you that if you beat them to welcoming yourself with welcome the Moe's when you walk in, you'd get like a free burrito or you'd get something free. And then they just started punting on that idea because their employees got lazy. So I can't support that. I can't support that at all.
I don't think they ever said that.
That was never a thing.
That was 100%.
Some other comments on the YouTube channel. Hawk really said tomatoes have no flavor, but he be eating avocados.
Read it again, because that's my people there.
I ordered the steak topping, and I'm still chewing it. Chipotle is hit or miss for me, either good or taste downright rotten. It's a flip of the coin at this point. Only complete a-holes eat Chipotle on a constant basis. I've lived in Kendall for most of my young life. I can honestly say Solana is a goofball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some great listeners.
I could say with absolute certainty Kendall is improved, just as a community, as a society, as an area, since that guy moved to Georgia. Stay over there.
Say society.
Bum.
And then this is my favorite comment. Of course, Hawk, the white racist doesn't like Chipotle. Go eat your unseasoned mutton, Hawk, racist coward.
Where is this on?
It escalated quickly.
I was about to say. Don't send me any screenshots.
Is that Crowder's burner?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Right when I was talking about our great listeners.
Joke's on you, sir. I don't eat mutton. Sir, I take issue with that comment because I don't eat mutton.
That's the part that got to you.
So, guys, are we good with UM and USF tomorrow? Like, we're feeling confident about this game? I am. I think UM's going to win by double digits.
I do think that UM is a better team. Everything I've heard this week says to me that the Canes, and we saw, Crowder was talking about, you know, the offensive line. I would just want to see them move people forward. Yeah. We saw UM do that in the Notre Dame game. I just think they wear down USF. I think it's going to be funny at the beginning of the game. I think the beginning of the game, remember USF hung with Alabama. It was either last year or the year before. It was the beginning of the game, and then they got worn down. I think you're probably going to see a mirror of that.
It's what happened in USF last year. Remember at USF at Raymond James Stadium, first half, and we all kind of anticipated that because they hung with Alabama to start the season. Hey, UM goes in there, USF's going to have that like emotional burst. And then in the second half, which is what happened, by the way, second half, I mean, it was just a Cam Ward show. They dominated the game. I think they won 55.
And I think UM's even better this year.
Yeah.
Right. Top to bottom.
I would say, and we talked to Josie, DBJ, we talked to a lot of guys this week. Hawk, you're 100% correct. Can USF run with them for a quarter and a half? Maybe. They're going to start leaning on them. They're going to start getting in line a scrimmage. Like the second half overs or something, whenever that happens, I think I'll.
Seem to have lost Crowder there.
Man, his internet is just
terrible.
Brutal. All right. A couple other notes before we move on here, Hawk. Kyle Shanahan has officially ruled out Brock Purdy. So it will be Mac Jones this weekend for the 49ers.
Quite a matchup. It's Mac Jones against Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a QB matchup.
The under.
I mean, Tua Drake May isn't exactly Marino Montana either, Hawk.
Fair. But it ain't Spencer Rattler and
yeah, Tua fair. Or Rattler.
Over under is. I do want to see what the over-under is on that game now that you say that.
41.
What might be changing right now since he's officially out?
40 and a half.
Goodness gracious.
Over. I would take the over.
You believe in Spencer?
I still think the Saints have an electric offense. They just don't have a good quarterback. But Alvin Kamara, he still got it. They've got weapons. I don't know. I just feel like they put things together sometimes.
All right.
Plus, I need Ricky Pearsall to have a big game. I have him in all my fantasy leagues. Come on. Get him the ball, Mac.
You ain't beating me this weekend.
Oh, trash talk. Let's go. What do you got there, Solana, you racist mutton eater?
Jimmy, let's make it interesting. Let's make it interesting.
Oh, now we're talking.
If my team beats your team, you are forced to comb your hair every day next week.
And if Jimmy wins, you have to fix his window.
Deal. All
right.
Canes USF tomorrow 4:30, FIU FAU Shula Bowl tomorrow 6 p.m. and we'll all be keeping an eye on UM at number 3 LSU.
UF, you mean.
UF, excuse me. Yeah. UF, yeah. At number 3.
I was going to get ugly, fellas. I'm warning everyone now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Your weather right now in South Florida, very rainy. Rainy in all parts. I know the lightning and thunder is pretty bad as well. So drive safely. And I am hoping for no rain tomorrow, no rain Sunday, even though the forecast has rain tomorrow and Sunday. Enjoy your first tailgate experience at Hard Rock on Sunday.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour on a football Friday. A final segment of the week is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, which is a great spot to watch college or pro football this weekend. Or you can go to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park tonight, catch a little live music, a little Funky Buddha, a whole bunch of beers on tap, and the time of your life. I'm here live. Fun week of shows it's been, even though the Dolphins had maybe the worst loss that I can remember in the last. Actually, what was worse, like that loss or, say, the Tennessee loss a couple seasons ago where you're up 2 touchdowns, you're at the very end of the game? Which felt worse?
That one.
That one felt worse?
No way.
Yes.
No way, dude. It's not even close. Last year, 1 year ago today, week 2 against Buffalo felt worse than Sunday. But I'll tell you why the Tennessee
loss
at the time.
Felt worse for a different reason, though, right? Because Tua went down. It felt worse because of injury. I'm saying
right,
performance-based, and they were stinking in that Buffalo game. I'm with you. But it was Buffalo. The Tennessee game a couple seasons ago, we didn't know what it meant at the time. We didn't know that it was going to cost them everything.
That's why.
But it was
still
a big collapse.
It was a massive collapse. Don't get me wrong. You were upset about that game, but you still said, oh, you still have a 2-game lead on the division, and you're still in like the midst of fun football. Things going great. Things going excellent for that team. Like, you hadn't realized it was all going to crash and burn yet. Last year, guys, maybe we don't remember, and it just feels so distant. Last year, going into week 2 against Buffalo, we were talking about that game as if this is the litmus test. This is it. We find out whether you build on 2023 or if it's same old Dolphins. And not only were you down 2 scores in the first quarter, but Tua went down again. It was like, oh no, not this again.
Right. But that, again, I'm making a delineation between the difference of, oh no, we just lost our season because the quarterback went down, versus, oh my God, this team is terrible with our quarterback.
But you just got kicked while you were down. That's why, yeah. I think this hurts way more on Sunday. Like, you at the very least against Tennessee, you still thought, oh, I mean, okay, fine, we'll turn things around. Right. Like, we'll be fine next
still
season.
Got another couple games and whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you were kicked while you were down in such an important game of like last ditch effort to figure this out.
I would say Sunday was bad because there was no hope from the beginning.
Right.
Even you're talking about the aftermath and the percentages and the 2-game lead and all. Our football team that we waited all summer to watch cannot play football with the NFL teams. That's why I think it got me. I'm just like, we're terrible.
Yeah. That was a smack in the mouth game. That was a game where you just like you like by halftime, you're like, oh my God, I keep getting smacked in the mouth here. Is there anything I can do to stop from getting smacked in the mouth? Because this doesn't feel good.
Helmet.
All right, let me wrap things up here on this football Friday. Cheetah Pompano, another great spot to watch a game. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has the amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. So football season, what's better than college and pro football and girls and beer? Every NFL Sunday, also Monday nights during the season, enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. You can watch the games live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. You got a couple of big events coming up Saturday night. You want to watch Canelo and Crawford or Crocker Donovan? You can watch that at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Wednesday, September 24th, Cheetah Pompano Beach celebrates their 46th anniversary with a feline fantasy affair. Open bar 6 till 7, then again 10 till 11. $500 gold VIP card giveaways, complimentary prime rib carving station 8 till 10, and $100 bottle specials as well. That's Wednesday, September 24th at Cheetah Pompano Beach. You can get all the details at cheetahsofl.com. Thank you for everyone tolerating my internet dropouts during the week. I was doing the show from Tampa, and I appreciate it. I'll be back home for the show on Monday. I appreciate all the great hospitality here at the Renaissance Hotel in Tampa. Love Victor and everyone here that took great care of me, including my Matt Mervis welcome picture that said, "You can never shadow ban greatness." Truer words have never been written before on a piece of paper. All right. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes, go Dolphins. We will speak with you el lunes.
I'm not missing any of these games.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.